Morning, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Good morning. Good morning to our department and good morning to our visitors. Let me take this opportunity to open this meeting and also let's have a silence of a moment about our players and one official who passed on Sunday. And then let's say that as the committee, we are passing our condolences. May their soul rest in peace. It's a pity that some of us experienced this one other year, which I've forgotten, Honorable Mshongo. The same players, they were coming from Johannesburg. They were involved in the car accident. I had to go even then visit them. They were hospitalized. Let's put our prayers to the families and just few minutes. Let's bow our heads in remembrance of themselves. Let's do that, Honorable Members. May their souls rest in peace. I thank you, Honorable Members. Honorable Members, again, I'm happy that we are having this meeting today, which is our last meeting. We've been longing to have this agenda which is in front of us. I'm suspecting that I'm seeing that DDG is with us. DDG Smail Khan, you are welcome with your encourage if you are not alone. And I'm suspecting that our visitors, they are going to introduce them by those words, Honorable Members. We must not forget that this is our last day in this committee, but we can communicate as leaders of the committee with any other things that maybe want to prioritize, even if we're coming back. Let me seek apologies. Okay, before that, let me put the proposed agenda to be adopted. I've seen at the hand of Honorable Song. Honorable Song.
Chairperson, good morning, colleagues, good morning, Ken, the leadership of the department, and Miss South Africa. Sir, I concur with your sentiments. May the soul rest in peace, but nonetheless, sir, I move for the adoption of the agenda.
Thank you, Honorable Song, with those words. Any second? Honorable Malomani.
Morning, Chair. Greetings to everyone. Also, condolences to the families and those who are hospitalized, wishing them a speedy recovery. We'll continue to pray for their families and for the family. I second the member of the opportunity.
Thank you, Honorable Members. The agenda, it's now adopted, and the motion of condolences being seconded by Honorable Members. Honorable Members, this tragedy happened in Aberdeen in Eastern Cape, and these people were from where I'm coming from in the Upper region. I'm thinking on behalf of this committee that the MEC of
support arts and culture in the Eastern Cape immediately visited the families. The DM did call me, honorable members, as before giving the apologies. As I'm sitting here, the DM reported that she is on her way to visit again those who are hospitalized and also to visit the homes of these fallen players. They are scattered as far as Bizani all over. So can I ask apologies?
Thank you, Madam Chair. We have an apology from the GM, as you have already mentioned. She is in the Eastern Cape. And we also have an apology from the Minister, who is in Senegal, accompanying the President on state visit. Thank you, Madam Chair. Madam Chair, please also note that the President of SASPOC and some of the board members are also in the meeting. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you for that information. Honourable members, I'm presenting the apologies to you, honourable members. Let me also welcome President and the chief, which are here. Honourable members, can I now, Honourable Mhlongo?
Chairperson, you note apologies.
Thank you, Honourable Mhlongo. Honourable members, this part of apologies, it must not be always only member who are noting or who is commenting on that. It's our role as members to do so, in order that one other day you must not say you didn't say anything. Procedural, when I'm presenting apologies, what just now Honourable Mhlongo is doing is in order. Thank you, Honourable Mhlongo. Honourable Malumman. Is this hand, old hand, Honourable Malumman?
No, Chair. I just wanted to say I also note the apologies and accept the
thank you, Honourable Members. Can I now check with the department, check with them, the President of SASCOC, that today we are all here. I'm suspecting that now you are going to be part of us as the committee to listen in the in this issue of our Swimming South Africa when they are presenting this allegation on of child sexual abuse. So by those words, I'm not forgetting you. You are going to be part of us, and then come the questions. I'm suspecting that you will do so. I wanted to give the leader of Swim South Africa and thanking them that they are with us today. I know that they were struggling. They wanted to do any other things which were not in their favor when they thinking of some other issues that they can, how can they handle. Thank you that now we are with us as an oversight committee. I'm giving to someone who's leading and tell who is here. I thank you.
Good morning, Shala. Good morning, committee. Good morning, members. Good morning, everybody that's in this forum. Thank you for the opportunity to address this committee. Apologies for our CEO. He's at the Region 5 games in Lesotho. Really difficult with Wi-Fi and connectivity up in the mountains. I want to firstly, Honorable Chair, if you'd allow me an opportunity to express Swimming South Africa's sentiments that you've expressed in the committee with the tragic loss of a life.
Just a moment, Mr. Allen, Honorable Musso. Mr. Allen, can you speak, please? Your network, Honorable Mhlongo, you are going to struggle. It's so poor. Can Mr. Allen Fritz show your face? And then after that, you can switch off your video.
Thank you, Chairperson. Is my face visible?
Yes, yes, thank you so much. Honorable Mhlongo, your hand is still up. Okay. Okay, Mr. Alexis, you can switch off now with seeing you.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I just wanted to take the opportunity, as you have done and the committee, to express our deepest condolences to Polokwane, the netball fraternity in South Africa, the families of those that has lost their lives in this tragic event. The country mourns with you, Honorable Chair, as your community from Akwanleba, and we are deeply saddened by the loss of life and wish those that are going to participate in the national championships well, and we see the pain that they carry. Chair, thank you very much for the opportunity to present to you as requested about the sexual harassment cases within our fold. I must just as an introduction, say, Chairperson and committee, Swimming South Africa is extremely sensitive throughout our structures towards any improper conduct, or in particular that of a sexual nature towards minors. We have been in the forefront of setting policies over the last 10 to 15 years relating to safeguarding harassment and abuse. We have introduced our child protection policy way back in 2010, and these policies requires those that are coaching to undergo stringent police clearance and other criteria for scrutiny. We have been throughout our structures ensuring that this communication takes place to ensure the safeguarding of our members. Swimming South Africa has been made aware of three matters relating to improper conduct. And this, the first matter that came to our attention was brought by an executive member of Swimming South Africa in 2019. Matter was not ready to be dealt with because the complainant at that stage wasn't ready herself. In 2020, the matter was brought back to Swimming South Africa, and the executive member informed us that the member is now ready to talk. In this matter, without breaching any rules in terms of protocol, procedure, and the law, Swimming South Africa has set out to investigate the matter, commissioned an attorney to do that, and we followed our internal disciplinary procedure in line with our constitution. A fully panel of legal experts, a disciplinary hearing was set up, and the member, a complainant in this case, withdrew from the hearing and refuse to provide an affidavit or statement of the nature of the conduct. We were advised by the panel that the hearing could not proceed, as the member via her attorney informed us and the panel that she would prefer to continue with the criminal matter. We at Suing South Africa are awaiting the criminal matter to take its course and will convene as soon as the member advises differently. In the absence of an affidavit or representation by the complainant at the inquiry, as I stated, Suing South Africa is unable to proceed in this matter. This matter makes it more complicated. It is about give or take 40 to 45 years old, and we felt that it should be best dealt with in terms of the procedure of the Federation in terms of its constitution and its disciplinary code. So Miss South Africa has got to date no knowledge of any criminal investigation into this matter or any authoritative status of where the position of the criminal procedures are. In the second and third matter, respectively, the process was dealt with by our provincial federation, and we have received communication from the provincial federation that SEPS was unable to conclude the matter and formulate charges, so the matter was withdrawn. That's the second matter, Chairperson. In the third matter, in respect of the third matter, we were informed by an affiliate verbally. We advised the affiliate that such a complaint should follow due process and a disciplinary inquiry set up and required that the member lodge this in writing. To date, we have received no complaints and no additional feedback from the person that reported the matter. In conclusion, Chairperson and the committee, you'll appreciate that we as the Federation cannot conduct a disciplinary inquiry nor affect the rights of SSA members where there is no process followed to give either party the right to representation and the right to cross-question and comply with all requirements in terms of either be it labor registration or our own internal procedures. We have been at pains to deal with the matter, but were advised by the attorney of the first complainant that she does not wish to continue with the matter and preferred to follow the criminal proceedings. SSA will expose itself to undue claims if such matters are dealt with unprocedural, and we are ensuring that we follow procedure as best as possible within the means of our own procedures and policies. Chairperson, in final, we are awaiting the one matter where the member is withdrawn to participate in the internal processes, the conclusion of the matter in the criminal proceedings as the member has requested via the attorney, and I am very keen to see this matter concluded as soon as possible from an internal federation perspective. I want to assure the committee, honourable members, SSA regards any allegation of improper conduct extremely serious, and we, when the matter was raised, the first matter, speedily took decision to implement and establish whether there was a prima facie case to continue with the disciplinary inquiry until the member is withdrawn from the process. We will not hesitate to act upon improper conduct from whichever quarters, and we are ensuring this committee of our absolute commitment in eradicating throughout sport any improper conduct and ensuring that our athletes are safeguarded to the best of our ability. Chair, I will conclude here and just say thank you for the opportunity to allow Swimming South Africa to present this update to you. We have, in the same vein, update the department more than two occasions. We've done that with SASCO, and we've done that with our International Federation, FINA, ensuring that they are familiar with the processes followed within the Federation of Swimming South Africa. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you so much, Mr. Alan Frins, honorable members. I'm suspecting you were all present and hear what the leader is saying. Now I'm seeing the hands, honorable Veronica, honorable Mahlengosi, honorable Boni, honorable Mhlongo, honorable Dennis, in that order, honorable members. Thank you so much. Honorable Veronica.
Thank you, Chairperson, and thank you also for the presentation. I want to refer you to your presentation or your slideshow. My question one, slide two, in the introduction, you say that SSH structures are extremely sensitive towards any improper conduct. I find that this was not the case with baby weight and others complaints are in the public domain. And I say this because not only did she report a alleged sexual abuse by an now prominent coach in 2003 to a current board member Ron Andrews and president of Aquatics of Patrick in 2003, he also received complaints of abuse of two minors, 11 and 12 years old at the stage, and he did nothing, apparently asking a secretary to follow up. And only reported during the Goldman investigation that over the years, numerous concerns have apparently been raised against the same coach, but still no action was taken. This complaint was also reported to Pete Thompson, KZN Aquatics president in 2019, who informed SSA. The Goldman report and investigation into the matter was released to SSA in September 2020, but the president of SSA, Mr. Alan Frits, you refused to act on the Goldman report, which you received 2 months before a criminal case was opened. And despite of all these allegations and criminal cases opened against an alleged perpetrator, this coach still accompanied the team for the to Ghana in Accra. The CEO, Mr. Sean Adrian, also only reported Anthony Ruffy's email, which was reported, we reported this abuse in 2015, in November 2021. So my question here is, what has SSA done internally to deal with these allegations according to the Child Protection Act 2005? Under your Child Protection Policy 3.3, members of SSA, it states that all incidents or suspicion of misconduct or abuse must be reported to an affiliate body or directly to SSA. My question is, what is the use of reports and your so-called safeguarding measures if it's not implemented? In your summary conclusion, you say, be assured that SSA take these allegations seriously and responded and respond speedily. But can you maybe tell us then why it took SSA 6 years to respond to the email, 6 years to tell Anthony that Wright was not a member of SSA, denying that he was a member, but in the meantime he was coaching in Durban and coached international swimmers. On slide, question two, slide two, on the matter of screening, can you provide, and I want this in writing, the committee with the screenings from 2010 when you adopted a policy on child protection to now. I want to know whether you have a sex offender register, if we want to see both the register of coaches as well as the police clearance register for each. I see that you say SAP clearance is only valid, it must be done annually. I want to ask why, because SAP's clearance is only valid for 6 months. And then also, SAP only pick up conviction. There's a system, every switch, which will pick up when there's open cases. And I think this is very important. Something
like to round up, honourable members.
Jefferson, it's a question, and we've got
listen,
the elder.
Listen, I'm not stopping you, but I'm saying try to round up, because now your questions are even more than the presenter. But
okay.
There's nothing wrong. Shorten your
okay, Jefferson. I'll do that. I want to know where on your website could people or abuse victims find contact details to report abuse, because and when your safeguarding policies were in place. And then my last question for now, I'll sit out for the second round. I want to know, there was, Swimming SA has responded to a media outlet that they will not make the Dalton report available. I want to know if that's not, there's not a court case yet. Why is it a court? Because there was a, it was said that it was under sub judice. If there is not a court case yet, why is the court being sub judice, and will SSA ensure that this is made available? Or if it's going to be used as evidence, why has the victim not received it yet? I'll put out for the second round, Chair.
Thank you so much, Honourable Member. Honourable Mahlengosi.
Thank you, Chair. I'm going to turn off this video. I'm in the place where the...
No problem.
Once again, I welcome the I don't know whether to call it presentation or yes presentation, and I greet everyone from the department, my fellow colleagues, you chairperson, and everyone else. Look, I'm like looking at it. On my side, I feel like I'm looking for a needle in a haystack here, as to the it's all people speaking in codes and with no real people. It's like they no idea. I know that we're dealing with minors here, but it's just one chessboard of the same white color or black color, whatever it is. I would love to know the ages of the alleged sex offenders, if there is one more than one, and the victim from the first one that was reported by the executive member, and who was that executive member that reported that one in 2019, and also I would love to know the races and the gender of these alleged sex offenders and the victims. And the third one, I would love also to understand what the presenter was saying when he said the processes were not processed by the staff. Was there was no what you call the I don't know whether he said that I heard him right, that the evidence was not enough, and how now that when this is being investigated, then the victim is refusing to be in the processes of investigation, and then the whole thing has changed into a criminal offense. That is where now I'm getting confused at all as to what is going on here. And so can we have a very clear picture as to who did what to a child of this age, and what pace and all that, and the parents did say, no, they don't want to do this because blah blah and all that, so that we know what is going on, if that will be interfering with the law, that they cannot explain those things. What is the point of us talking about looking for needles in the haystack?
Okay,
Thank you, Chair.
So thankful for this discussion today. Thank you, Honorable Mashingos, Honorable Bonnie.
Good morning, Honorable Chair, colleagues, and the team from SimSA. Thank you. Chair, having listened to the presentation, let me also say that we welcome what has been presented to us this morning by Mr. Frist. My question would be, number one, one would like to know the reasons in terms of withdrawing of cases. Does the SimSA or the officials go to an extent of getting statements of the individual who is withdrawing a case or an affidavit to say, I so-and-so, I'm withdrawing, I'm no longer continuing with this case? In a case of a minor, do the parents, because a minor always must be represented by the parents, the role of the parents also to write that particular statement to say, us as the parents of so-and-so, we are not continuing with this case, we would like to withdraw. I think that is very important because verbal things tomorrow the child might have problems and there's nothing to back up and support the child to say my parents acted on my behalf or my guardian acted on my behalf. So I think that will be very important. It cannot be just a verbal thing to say that I'm withdrawing because of the future implications on the person who was affected. Also, SimSA to check, I heard the presenter saying that they don't tolerate any wrongdoing, and then they act on legislation and their policies. But I want to know, do they have a sexual harassment specific policy? Because on that policy, it will also talk, sexual harassment is more like violence in the workplace. Mm-hmm. Because those minors, whether they are minor or adult participants or people participating in that sport, it's work for them. It's more like work. So once you are being victimized, you are being harassed, your work is affected. And tomorrow we complain about low performance and so on. The level of support is also what I want to check, to hear from the team SA, to say, as much as a person comes forward complaining, a complainant, saying that I've been harassed or I've been victimized or this is happening to me, the level of support right there at the SimSA, is there a team or a committee that works and deals to make sure that they take this person along, support them throughout towards even the finalization of a case, whether it's disciplinary, internal disciplinary or criminal case, because support is also very important. And then also with the performance, do these people who are withdrawing the cases or the children who are withdrawing the cases or even if there's a case, they continue with their swimming and participation, the impact on their performance, what is it that is done also to boost their morale, to support them, to say that this has happened and this is just because issues of sexual harassment or sexual violence is law of power. It could happen to a senior official in the department being harassed by a male official. So it's always issues of power and gender relations. So I think if those things can be assisted to hear what are those that the team SA has got in place. Thank you. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Fondi. Honorable Thomas.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I wanted to find out, is Mr. Alan alone in this issue? That is the first thing. If not, why did he not introduce solo board member? And what is the reason for him not to take us through the actual presentation that they gave us? Why did he do a verbal presentation? What is this all about? Mr. Allen, do you know any information or any details about the Goldman's report? Can you share with the committee what is the Goldman's report all about and its recommendations? Do you have any relationship with the Women's and Men's Against Child Abuse? Does SUMIN South Africa has any relationship with Women and Men Against Child Abuse? If yes, when did you last have engagement with them? If no, why not?
do you have any policy issues within the issue that we're talking about within Swimming South Africa? I wanted to find out before 2019, 2020, do you have any issues that have been flagged or that they spoke about, young girls or anyone within Swimming South Africa that we are aware of? I wanted to find out why is the perpetrators, or no, not the perpetrator, why are we reading in the newspaper this issue has been happening more than 20 years within Swimming South Africa and nothing has been done so far? I wanted to find out, do you assess or do you evaluate before members coming to join? Do you have any clearance or screening processes that you go through, that you have within Swimming South Africa? If not, why not? If yes, why was not used? Last question here. I wanted to find out, especially to SAFCOP, what is their stand on this issue? How far has that gone through? What is the status? Thank you very much for now. I'll have the second bite.
Thank you, Honorable Usongo. May I give Honorable Dennis?
Thank you, Chairperson. Good morning again to all stakeholders. Chairperson, yeah, I read through this, to this presentation, and although we received a bit more detail now, the presentation did not say much. The presentation was actually just giving us the outcome of a dead end, where the case runs, every single case runs into a dead end. That is the pattern of all these three cases. And one has to note if there's a pattern or trend developing around sexual abuse, then we have to, or we expect the senior management to further interrogate what is going on. My first question on the first point, Chairperson, and I know the Mr. Fritz said that there's no info about the case. My question to Mr. Fritz is, when last did anyone in Swimming SA communicate with a complainant, the senior member, I believe, to encourage the person to go through with the case, whether it's internal or external? That is the job of management and of leadership. Because for someone to come forward with a case under extremely difficult situations in a male-dominated world that we live in, with power over women, that we need to get this balance right, equal rights. I want to know when last was that communication to encourage and ask the person to rethink, to consider, because why would someone come forward and then all of a sudden there is no case to pursue? And there, sometimes it's more to do with intimidation. On the second point, Chairperson, I would like to know, after SEPS indicated there was no evidence or reason to formulate the charge, I want to know what was the response of the complainant. Is the person happy because SEPS says there's no evidence? Or is the person not supported or given other options to go and find out what more one can do? One doesn't have to stop at that one investigation or investigator which SEPS identified. On the second case as well, I didn't hear if there was an internal inquiry. All I picked up is that it was referred to SEPS. So I'd like to know if there was internal inquiry or disciplinary hearing. And then on the last point, Chairperson, I want to know, why is SAA not proceeding with disciplinary hearings on a person's verbal statement? We don't have to have a condition that a person must have an affidavit or a written statement. I don't think that is That is procedurally correct. That statement can come as the process unfolds. As long as the person is ready to talk, chairperson, the institution must listen and follow proceedings. Even in a hearing, while the hearing is on, the person should be encouraged to make that statement, do an affidavit or a written statement. But while someone is talking, it can be recorded because the person knows it's recorded. So I'm asking on that fourth case, third case as well, why is they not proceeding with disciplinary hearings and then encourage people to make their statements or affidavits? And then I want to say, chairperson, for me, I spent about 10 years of my life in this field, studied in this field. So I'm very much aware how sensitive it is, but I'm also very much aware how leadership in institutions get the upper hand of these kind of cases. And I want to use this forward. I'm actually not surprised of this report, but it is not a good report, given what's happening in our country, what happened in the 6 days of activism, where we are with the history. We need to ask SAA to do swimming to do more when such cases is reported. Thank you, James.
Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Initially, I've seen the hand of Honorable Maloman, but I'm no longer seeing it. Honorable Maloman, are you still on the platform? Honorable members, let me take this opportunity also to ventilate all what these members are saying. To me, it's more than a pain. Maybe it's going to be the first time. That some of us at a young age, 6 years, you experience what today we are discussing in this committee. I was never ever think that I can be in a committee and in an institution where we are faced with what some of you of us at 6 years old. Fortunately, Honorable Dennis, as we are saying that your 10 years experience, to some of us, is just painful, whilst that man didn't have chance to penetrate to you at 6 years old. But whenever we are looking and in the media, seeing this thing that is still happening, and you didn't have even a chance of anyone who was going to be taking that incident for you, because you were a minor, and you were in a situation where the parents. What made me to feel bad is what still today is happening, whilst we still now learn it and have rights of parents and kids. Then we were not having our rights. You were being told that what happened or what nearly happened to you, you are not going to tell any member of the family. When somebody of your family nearly raped you and you saved yourself, maybe by God's will or by having that God that you did have a very powerful strength to take this elderly somebody and throw him away from you, from your body. And I can tell you, honorable members, some of us at this age, we nearly made a mess that you can be today be in jail when you are trying to recall and what happened to you whilst you were very young. Now, because you are growing in a gender-based violence woman, and I do feel that today this is not justice. Somebody who's presenting this, he's making some of us thinking back at 6 years old when similar things happened to some of us, where there was no parliament, no honorable members that they can take these issues. This committee has been trying to get into deep about this issue, but today here we are. I want to be strong because I'm a leader. I'm a woman. And this is when 16 days of activism, some of us, that pain does come. And let alone today that is coming just on our doors as this committee. And I can tell you this committee is very passionate about the oversight. This committee is very passionate on whatever work which is doing. But here we are. This is not justice what we're getting today. Let alone other members are saying that we are not given the presentation. Honorable members, we have weeks and weeks with that presentation. There was nothing that we were going to get from that presentation. It was empty as it is. It was today's confirmed that that presentation, it was just a writing of few words. And honorable members, when the leadership of SWIM South Africa was saying they wanted this thing to be in cameras, and with the permission that I'm always having given by this committee, whenever some things are coming, I must be proactive to check with the institution whether is it allowed, or whether this subject care, is it allowed. So as these members, we did get that you are not allowed not to come and talk to us as a committee. Today you are here and we're talking about minors, and we're talking about cases which were withdrawn. Some of us, honorable members, for the first time that now we're all here, it was not even easy to our marriages. When we're seeing that your husband wanted to be with you, you will be running, thinking of the incident that you didn't tell anyone at your home, any sisters, let alone the people of law, that you were knowing nothing about that. Not even telling your husband today, after these years, when he passed on, he was not aware that I was having this problem. I'm talking about this. I've been not able to talk, but because now I'm an old woman and I'm seeing this thing affecting. When I was taken to the hospital, when I was realizing, what is this? I nearly do something that today I was supposed to be in jail. Because when we are starting to be realize what happened to you, what nearly happened to you, I had to grab that official, that doctor was trying to assist me, and no one was having power to take me off, because I was just
committee members, I'll propose that we let the chairperson, we've noted that the chairperson is emotionally, and can we have someone who will share this meeting, the suggestion for us to proceed?
I suggest the Honorable Ramhlobo, I nominate you.
Any second or counter?
No, I think she would be fine. The room is longer.
Okay, thank you.
Another one, Shang. Another one, Shang. I think maybe the staff can assist us. I don't know exactly, so that maybe we can continue. I don't know, so that we can get that advice, because I think it was supposed to be themselves that are handling, so that handling this match, so that we can be sure that the chairperson is outside. But I also did see her now, but because I was in and out of the meeting due to the connection. But I'm proposing that.
I'm sorry, honorable members.
Yeah.
Thank you for the upfront leadership that we are doing. I need to be strong. I'm a leader. Honorable members, your questions, your passionate about this issue, it shows some of us that we are being led in this parliament with these leaders. In those words, I'm saying I don't see anything that we're going to get in this meeting today. What this presenter is doing to us, it's not supposed to be like this, and I'm concur with you, honorable members. It's not supposed to be like this. This is not the report, and I'm feeling that let's give them to answer us, but I'm not expecting any positive answers. This is the runaway of NEDA.
Sorry, Chair. Yes. Honorable gentleman.
Yes, your hand was up, but I've discovered that you disappeared. Can you take now the platform?
Thank you, Chair. It's a pity to me, Chair, that we are sitting today. We've been presented with this report, and we are in the 16 days of activism celebrating this national or worldwide under the theme, the year of Charlotte Manyama Tege movement from awareness to accountability. Chair, I'm so surprised, because the presentation, it was just, I thought maybe it was the chairperson's remark, because there was a presentation that we did with this, but it was not presented today. It was just the chairperson speaking or the president speaking about this issue. I don't know whether now it is going to be the verbal presentation, or you will speak also to the presentation that they sent to us. This is the other question that I'm having. But also, it remains a concern to me on this issue, because I just want to find out. I don't know whether my colleagues have also addressed issues of the National Sports Recreation Act, that these policies that have been implemented, are they assisting us? Are they doing well in the National Sports Federation of what, or what is it? Or is this policy helping in protecting the athletes from sexual abuse? The other thing that I want to speak about to the issues of the withdrawals as they presented to us, the Balistot, to say what were the reasons? What did they do after there was this withdrawal? Did they do anything or they just left it like that as they are presenting to us? And I also want to pose a question, especially to SASCOC, to say, SASCOC, what are you doing in the event of this sexual abuse, not only in the swimming SA, in the sports fraternity at all? What are you doing? And if you've got cases, how many cases did you have? Are there any resolved cases on this issue? Whether it's assuming SA or whatsoever, because I can see this is a matter that was serious. And this matter, if we don't take it serious, all of us, you can think as a person because you are not affected, but come tomorrow, you'll know what it is like to live in this kind of a situation. I just also want to find the support that SASCOC, Department of Sports, or even swimming SA that they've given to these people that they've made this allegation to say, are they support? How are they supporting them? How are they coping? How are they doing so far? Is there anything that they are doing? Also, to the department, I don't know, is there anything that the department is willing to do, whether to do investigation on its own or I don't know, because all of us, we know that we need to make sure that we do act on this issue, whether it is in our community, it's in our workplace, where we are, we need to make sure that there are policies, there is everything that is going to protect these people. So I just want to find out what is it that the department is doing when there are these kinds of situations in their own intervention. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Emma Lomwane. By now, Honorable Boni, I'm suspecting you can have a follow-up because I don't know, I'm seeing your hand, or is it an old hand? And I'm Honorable Mandlingo, can also I agree that let me give chance these hands were still up once and for all, and then do maybe follow-ups and after the responses. I'm noting Honorable Boni, Honorable Mandlingo, Honorable Adams, if there's any other member wanted to take intake, Honorable Van Dijk, in that order. Honorable Mareko Boni.
Thank you, Chairperson. Maybe let me take this opportunity as I come back again to commend you. You are human, there's nothing wrong. You are human, and these things do affect and touch sometimes on our, you know, being as human beings. So I need to comment to that, and also the leadership that you've just shown up here. And also, Chair, I want to emphasize maybe from what now, what I said earlier on issue of support. I think what SWIMS SA needs to do coming out of this meeting is to ensure the counselling, psychological or as what they call it, counselling of those complainants or victims, whether they are continuing with the case or they are withdrawing the case, let there be that support. Because earlier on I mentioned on future impact, when these things, when people are not supported, these things will temper with their future lives and so on. So I think there is much reason to do that. Let them provide, go back and look into those people and call them for counseling. If they are minor children, they must come to their parents for that counseling, whether they're continuing with the case or they are withdrawing. But the statement for withdrawal must be there. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Mareko Boni, Honorable Mashingosi.
Thank you, Chair. I must also follow up, you know, with my colleague, Honorable Mareko, that I commend your strength and your power to be able to face the devil from the past of all the difficulties that the chairperson had to face, regardless of not being assisted by the police of that time, was also they could have been your distraction, so to speak. But here you are, but still the pain it still cuts very deep, which means now as a committee now we are being given the future of these young little boys and girls that they are going to be facing if they don't get the right assistance from now on, and for these Team South Africa to come here and disrespect this committee and come and say nothing here, showing that they never even wanted to come here. They wanted to talk this into a closed maybe in a closed men's room where they talk about people's futures that they disrespect. And if they come here to disrespect them, then this is not the right platform for them to do that. As Honorable Dennis has said that you know, he's got a lot of information and he knows that this is just nonsensical for them to come and give us this verbal presentation as if they're just making they don't care, and I think that that needs to be changed. I don't know, Chairperson, how this will definitely take us forward, but all I can say is this needs to be taken very seriously, Chairperson, and SIM-SA and SASCO, as Honorable Malemani said, that this is just not even the tip of the iceberg, just a little bit of the tip of the iceberg, because SASCO should be knowing what's going on and what have they been doing, as our colleague has been asking, that what do they know about this? Why are they keeping quiet? And especially during this time of the action against GDV and all that, why are they keeping quiet? What is going on? So and it's a pity that we thought we'll have this one of the last meetings, but now they come here and give us a very bad taste of our last meeting, and it is annoying. Chairperson, I think I'm also getting a little bit emotional about it. Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Mashingosi. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. And good morning to yourself, the department, and the invitees. Chairperson.
Yes, we are listening, Honorable Members. We do hear you.
Thank you, Chairperson. We really feel your pain, especially to share this morning's sensitive meeting issues, especially dealing this month, GBV and femicide. Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Adams, go on. I'm fine now, Honorable Members. I'm expecting that these kids and myself get strong words from you, Honorable Members. be strong and let's contribute like leaders. These things are happening in order that as leaders we must take them up. When those women of Makaike saying that you strike a woman, you strike a rock, let's be like that, honorable members. Let's come back to our meeting and contribute as if nothing happened, but something is happening about our minors. Thank you, Honorable Adams. I'll come back to you. Okay, Honorable Adams.
Can I proceed, Chairperson?
Please proceed.
Yes, Chairperson. I note that coaches were reported as one of the main culprits of sexual abuse among athletes. My question is, does SASCO hold any workshops for coaches and athletes to raise awareness of sexual abuse in sport? And then, Chairperson, the role of international bodies in the prevention of sexual abuse in sport. My question is, do any national federations have safeguarding policies in place to protect athletes from sexual abuse? And are the implementation of these policies and procedures monitored? And Chairperson, does SASCO and other national federations have access on social workers and psychologists when youth athletes can engage, where youth athletes can engage with when reporting sexual abuse? And Chairperson, to the department, will the department be launching its own investigation in allegations of sexual abuse in both swimming, South Africa, and gymnastics? I thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you so much, Honorable Adams. Honorable Veronica van Dijk.
Chairperson, I think Shelley, your experience demonstrated damage done by abuse and the importance of actually implementing safeguarding policies by federations to protect our athletes. On your cue, if there's time to now do the second round, otherwise I will, I just wanted to mention that because I think many of our federations, if I take in consideration that SASCO only had one meeting, the safeguarding meeting, the past year, they're not serious about safeguarding the athletes. We pass a stage where lip talking is we need to actually start to act. So if it's proper now, then I will continue with questions, but otherwise I'll wait for the second round. I'm waiting on your cue.
Thank you, Honorable Van Dijk. Honorable Sibisi.
Thank you, Chairperson, and greetings to all members, including Swimming SA and SASCO. Chairperson, I also wish to join members in the queue. The SASCO is the mother body of all federations. Are the ones who are the culprit here, because firstly they should do something to accredit the coaches, and coaches from every federation should have a contract with SASCO. If things are like this and yet SASCO has done nothing, definitely it means we cannot trust them with our children. What is happening in the swimming South Africa, it's definitely extremely uncalled for, and we also need that the department should do something and do their own investigations. Those kind of coaches, we don't need them. We can't trust them with our children. So my question would be, what is it that SASCO will do as of now in terms of coaches in every federation? Because this is not only happening in swimming South Africa. It looks like it is taking place in every federation. So SASCO must come up with something that will tell us and tell the country where is their stance, what is it that they will do with the coaches. And another thing that is a problem with this federation, they just take every Tom, Dick and Adam, sorry to say that, to be trusted or to be a coach without even an accreditation, whether it's a level 1 or a level 0. Just a mere man or an ordinary man. So how can you do that? How can you do that? And if you take umuntu ongenayo accreditation, usudakayo coacha ingane, uzombopha kuphi? Because that person doesn't even qualify to be a coach. So SASCOF, you are not doing enough. We trust you. We are being supported by the department, giving you the money. You have to train those coaches. You have to make them accountable. If all the coaches should even sign, I mean, in a national level, you can't have a coach who doesn't have a qualification, who doesn't even have a contract or even a code that you have signed with him. So I think SASCOF must shape up, please. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Sebusi. The presenter, SASCOC, and then the department will assist in answering. But let's go to the presenter. But I'm suspecting Honorable members, we must come in terms whether it's what we wanted, that it must be presented. And I'm fearing that we can ask questions which are not going to be answered. But this is not about me to say that. But now, honorable members, I'm giving to the presenter to take us through. But I do have a feeling, honorable members, that we are not going to get what we want. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Chair. This is Barry Hendricks, President of SASCOC. Thank you for the invitation to...
thank you, Chairperson. And
Chair, are you asking for me to respond first?
Can firstly, President, give Mr. Alan Streets to start, and then you follow, and then the department. Thank you. Thank you. I'm sorry about this, Alan. Can you
thank
take the platform? I thank you.
Thank you, ma'am. Thank you very much. Just to once again express my sorry for the pain you suffered many years ago. I have two daughters myself, and I would like to believe I'm a responsible citizen and a responsible father to look after my daughters in the same bed that I would look after other daughters. But I want to, there is a lot of questions, and in the interest of time, I'm going to try and respond just swiftly to them. I just want to put the context in terms of the first case we're talking about. It is, I'm not trivializing it, it is a very serious matter, this, and our own country is beset with these kind of issues. The first matter was not a matter between a coach and a athlete. Both were athletes, and they were in the vicinity of 11 and 12 years old. So this matter is about 45 years old. Hence our approach to do this procedurally correct, so that both complainant and transgressor can respond appropriately. Unfortunately, Chairperson, the complainant via her lawyer wrote a letter of withdrawal to the attorneys of Swimming South Africa and also to the panel of legal experts that was chairing the inquiry. So it was completely out of our hands, because we wanted an impartial approach to the matter that is important, so that there's no bias whatsoever. Just in response to Honorable Van Dyke's questions in terms of screening, we have very stringent screening of coaches in terms of culture education. They have to be a certain level of accreditation in terms of culture's qualification, police clearance. She questioned why it's 6 months, our policy calls for a year. I wasn't aware that there's a law that says that every coach must get a 6 months clearance. If that is in fact so, we will rectify that process. Continuous professional development in coaches is an annual event to ensure that coaches was well published. Our sport. We don't use to our grief, but whatever process to address that at the lowest level of the organization so that it can be referred to appropriate structures of Swimming South Africa. Swimming South Africa has been in the forefront of safeguarding, and the question was, do we work with women and child, women against child abuse? We in fact have our own safeguarding organization that we work with, and I think that was also a question asked by another member. The Goldman report is an internal investigation of evidence that will go to the internal hearing, be convened once the criminal process has been complete. She is ready to go to partake in a criminal in the internal report. It's got nothing to do with the police service, the criminal judge. Honourable Member Madame Gozi, referring to the ages. As I've said, that at the time of the matter that is at the end, is approximately 12 and 11 years old. Honourable Member Madame Gozi also wanted to know the races. As far as my recollection, it's all right in terms of our classification. And there is only one matter, I assume, with SEPs, and this is the matter, or that happened 45 years ago, and we have got no information on the status of the matter at all. I want to ensure Madame Rosie, we are highly respected towards our institutions, our leadership. Inkokel and this is institutions that we talked to today. It is a South African issue that we have to take very seriously. And we have, and I have, alleged victim support, any support that she would require. I have put that to her, and she said that she doesn't need it at that stage. Honourable Member Rekwa asked for the reason of withdrawing of the case. The case was withdrawn by the alleged complainant's legal representative, written to our legal representative and the legal experts on the committee. In terms of minors, in this case, both athletes were minors. In the case of this second case, it was an athlete and a coach, and that is the matter that there was no conclusion from a SEPS point of view. Sexual harassment, sorry, Chairperson, I just want to elaborate on the sexual harassment policy. In fact, from a sports and a federation perspective, we have gone, because these are athletes that are not full-time employed in federations. There are athletes and coaches that are spread across the country. So we've gone beyond the sexual harassment element, which is included in the safeguarding policy, so that we just don't have a narrow focus on sexual harassment only and how to deal with sexual harassment, but the entire safeguarding philosophy. And our coaches are expected to familiarize themselves, and their stringent criteria that we evaluate coaches against is coach education, police clearance, continuous professional development, which includes an annual police clearance. And we're trying our best at this level to ensure that those things are attended to. There was a second question of, can I leave them out? Level of support. Yes, level of support is important from a psychological perspective, and we as the Federation are ready to invest in such initiatives to support that psychological support is given, and that moral support and is not only given to the person that suffered the abuse, but also the parents in this regard. I want to reiterate, because there was a second question from Marekwa, Honorable Marekwa, is that the Goldman report is a report initiated to establish whether we can proceed with the disciplinary hearing, which is an internal inquiry, and that is the evidence that Swimming South Africa will take to the hearing. Women policy, I have responded to the policy. Were you aware of cases before 2019? I became president of Swimming South Africa in 2016. I was aware of cases in sport generally, but not particularly in Swimming South Africa. Assess and evaluation of coaches. I have elaborated in terms of our policy, coach education, police clearance, continuous professional development. Is all part of a policy that is in place at Swimming South Africa. Honorable Joseph's questions. I'm just trying to siphon my own handwriting here. When last did we communicate with the person? We, because if it's such a legal matter now, Mr. Joseph, that it's left in the hands of the legal people representing us and representing the lady, so that we ensure from Swimming South Africa's side there is no involvement from officials, and the matter is handled on an impartial matter. And you, as an experienced practitioner in this regard, will concur with me that impartiality is fundamental to ensure that there's no intimidation or there's no undue stress placed on anybody. As far as the matter relating to SEPs, we have got no information relating to SEPs. I cannot comment on any criminal proceedings or charges put to anybody. I can comment on the internal inquiry. The internal inquiry was constituted by our legal representative using independent legal people. There were two advocates chairing the inquiry and a senior lawyer as the prosecutor. At the inquiry, we were advised that there's a withdrawal from the inquiry and a preference to continue with the criminal proceedings. And that we abide until such time that it comes back to Swimming South Africa. Proceeding verbal statement. as I said, the verbal statement and the whole procedure was an independent committee, and the independent committee's requirements was a written affidavit. Chairpersons, your comments was more around support for the complainant, and as I said, I have offered the complainant the psychological support, and the complainant felt it was not needed at that point in time. Member Adams, I need for CESCOC to respond on culture, education, culture workshops, and I'm sure that CESCOC will respond appropriately. All I can say that this do take place. And it does receive a very high focus from CESCOC since about 6 years ago, when the safeguarding policy was worked on. And there is custodians in Swimming South Africa that owns the safeguarding environment, and CESCOC will speak on their behalf. Honorable Chair, I try to rush through these questions. If there's any clarity, I'm quite happy to give clarity to any of them.
Thank you, Mr. Alan Frans, the President of CESCO.
President of Swimming.
I'm saying I'm calling now President of CESCO.
My apologies, ma'am.
Okay, no problem.
Chairperson, and good morning, honorable members of the Portfolio Committee. Madam Chair, CESCOC forwarded a presentation on this matter, and we were hoping that that would be part of this discussion with Swimming South Africa. But does your staff have that available, please, ma'am?
So?
No, Madam Chair, we did not receive any presentation from CESCOC.
I've just received an email to confirm from my acting CEO that such an email was sent. But I'll carry on with the presentation then, ma'am. And I wish condolences once more to the netball fraternity. I have been in contact with their president as well as with the MEC in the province as well as the president of the Sports Confederation there. And also sympathies with you, ma'am, in sharing your experiences. This is, of course, a scourge. It is not only a South African scourge, it's an international scourge. And you can see, even from the write-ups in the international media, with regards to the tennis player, who has also indicated that she was abused sexually by one of the high-ranking officials. So CESCOC is very serious about this, and has always been so. And in fact, CESCOC started this process with a conference, a safeguarding conference that involved the International Olympic Committee, involved the Commonwealth Games Committee, and was hosted in CESCOC. And the outcomes of this conference, and this is part of the presentation that I'm reading, the outcomes of the conference necessitated CESCOC to commence the draft of the safeguarding policy. In 2019, the General Assembly of CESCOC endorsed
it. President, there's somebody, Zeki Mulusi, opening his mic or her mic. What's going on? Who's this celeb? Still in there. His her mic is open. Continue, President.
Thank you, and thanks for stopping me there. I need to inform you that a board member of CESCOC is present, and that is Kim Popel, the board member responsible for the safeguarding policy as well as the safeguarding commission, as well as the acting CEO, Mr. Ravi Govender.
Just a moment, President. Who's this, so? Sorry?
Madam Chair?
Who's this person?
Which one, Madam Chair?
Zeki Mulusi.
I'll just check now, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, maybe I can just confirm that Zeki Mulusi is a representative from Swimming South Africa. He's the vice.
Oh, thank you. Okay, guess so. Okay, you must not just open and talk in Wales. The president is on.
He's on.
Okay, president. We are sorry about this disruption. Okay, you can continue.
Thank you, Chair. So, in 2019, the General Assembly of SASCOC endorsed the safeguarding policy, and we urged members to take it seriously. Some of them have, and have incorporated their safeguarding policy. Part of the policy was the appointment of a safeguarding officer, the appointment of a case management panel, and training on safeguarding to understand what was required. The SASCOC board also appointed a safeguarding policy and an education working group. The terms of reference of this group was to provide strategic direction on policy development and implementation of the safeguarding policy, play an oversight role on the compliance and adherence of the safeguarding policy, do benchmarking to align to global trends, develop educational awareness guidelines on safeguarding, and develop guidelines on reporting procedures, and then provide recommendation on accredited courses and standards on safeguarding. The case management panel in SASCOC was set up, and this panel is responsible for overviewing cases that have been dealt with by SASCOC members. The panel's responsibility was to ensure safeguarding principles have been adhered to and that the victim and perpetrator have been dealt with correctly. It consists of the Department of Justice, Department of Police, the Child Line South Africa, and a national athlete who will share athlete experience and needs, policy and needs, and then a policy expert on safeguarding matters. Procedure and process on cash management flow. Now, one of the questions raised, Madam Chair, in our last meeting was there was a statement that we only had one meeting of the safeguarding group. And in the last meeting, I replied by saying that statement is incorrect. And in fact, the working group met on the 31st of March, the 3rd of August, the 27th of October, and the 27th of July 2021. The case management panel met on the 3rd of May and the 1st of July. Engagements with the working group and the case management panel took place on the 9th of September. And the SASCOC members, on the 8th of May, a report was presented to the membership. So it is incorrect to spread information that the working group or the commission has not been functioning. That is incorrect. And we can send minutes and we can send this list of meetings to the portfolio committee if so requested. Let's carry on. With regards to SASCOC, the board took a decision that all members of Team South Africa must do a safeguarding awareness course. Some will do the designated safeguarding officer course, and all officials will be vetted. No official who will be found to be on the child sexual and criminal register will be allowed to be part of TSA. SASCOC paid for this process as it was responsible for as a duty of care. With regards to the swimming case, the complainant lodged the case with SASCOC. SASCOC engaged its member federation Swimming South Africa through our safeguarding officer. A communique was written to our member following a recommendation received from the working group. It must be noted that the recommendation from the group had to be ratified and approved by the board as well. SASCOC responded, Swimming South Africa responded to SASCOC indicating that they had followed due process. But as per their report, the victim was not willing to get involved on the investigation or disciplinary process. Swimming South Africa didn't wait for the criminal proceeding outcome as the SSA leadership had the responsibility to address the allegations guided by their own legal framework. And Mr. Fritz, the president of Swimming South Africa, has indicated the processes they followed. SASCOC has been inundated with safeguarding cases, and the public out there has an expectation for SASCOC to act immediately. And of course, SASCOC realizes that it has a duty of care. Over and above, it's what people perceive as its main mandate, and that is to deliver Team South Africa. This is becoming one of the key work environments and programs of SASCOC as well, based on these cases that are being raised now. We've now done a matrix of members who have adhered and who have completed their safeguarding requirements, and we can forward that to the portfolio committee as well. But when the issue goes to the, when criminal cases go to the SAPs, then we have to adhere to that particular process and follow that particular process as well. What we are going to recommend in future, ma'am, is for the various stakeholders to get together, portfolio committee, Department of Sport, and all other stakeholders in this country, to put a strategy in place, because one of our recommendations from the international groups is that a separate independent system must be set up of whistleblowing in this case, or reporting sexual offences, and that that body operates totally separate and totally independently so that they can advise all the stakeholders of this process. Now, SASCOC doesn't have that funding, and we will be working with government and yourselves to try and secure that, if that is going to be a national recommendation. With regards to the training of coaches, the coaches body, the professional coaches body, has just been established and has been recognized by SACWA. So SASCOC doesn't employ any coaches. The only coaches that go with SASCOC are the coaches that go with Team South Africa, but they are still federation coaches. So we do not employ any coaches. So SASCOC, if, with all due respect, we cannot be called culprits in this with regards to coaches. We followed the Sports and Recreation Act, which stated that we must form a professional body. That professional body has now been recognized by SACWA. So we've done our task responsibly, but we still hear the call out there to try and monitor the culture space within our national federations, and I fully appreciate that. Yes, on the cards are workshops from our Education and Culture Commission, as well as our Safeguarding Commission. And we are looking to educate our athletes, but also to educate our technical officials. Ma'am, if I may ask Ms. Popel if there's anything that I've missed, if she could, because one of the key questions is, where does SASCOC stand on this matter? We view it very seriously, because it is, as I said at the very beginning, a scourge, a national scourge and an international scourge. So if Ms. Popel has anything to add, if I may ask your indulgence to ask her to speak, ma'am.
Thank you, President, and good day, honorable members. President, thank you for that, and I'm so grateful that this this committee here today is dealing with safeguarding. We're quite aware that it's I always talk about it as being a volcano, and at the tip of the iceberg, tip of the volcano, and the explosion is coming. And the more we talk about it, and the more we make everyone aware, we're going to achieve that. Just to help on a few areas where our president, you know, we didn't answer. He did mention about that independent body, and I can confirm that I've had in discussions with SAID as well, you know, anti-doping, South African anti-doping. It is something that we're going to discuss with the department, and that possible sport integrity unit of South Africa to have this independence. And then we have the legislation to give more teeth to safeguarding. So I really request that we can all get together and discuss it, and perhaps a way forward with that. A further request is that if we can speak to the Department of Social Development, when we're doing our clearances on coaches, when I say we, the national federations, which our coaches are required to do now, it is taking 18 months to get our clearance certificates, you know, for coaches. So coaches have brought that forward to us to say, can we assist on getting those clearances out earlier, because that will assist, because we cannot wait 18 months to allow coaches to carry on with their business. It is their business. So that is a hiccup that federations have experienced. You know, further to that, and we can send it through, there are 28 national federations with safeguarding policies in place that have been lodged with us at SASCOC, and those are audited through our audits. We've got an audit channel within our stakeholders and membership commission, and to assist. And we have set up a workshop for early January to help the federations and assist the federations that don't yet have their policies in place and submitted to us. Further to that, we're noticing that, and the one honourable member did discuss it, the implementation of policy, and we have a further workshop scheduled with experts within safeguarding in South Africa, and we're hoping to get one or two international on board as well to assist us with guiding our national federations with the implementation of the policy. And working with our Marketing and Communications Commission, we are doing a national a media awareness around safeguarding in sports, because we are also finding as safeguarding within SASCOC is we can have a top-down approach with all the policy, but how do we get to the young athletes, and not only athletes, coaches and technical officials, if they under any duress or notwithstanding, on what they can do and how do they report? Where do they report to? How do they report? So we're going to do a big media awareness campaign. Our athletes commission is involved with us in using high-profile athletes to assist us on social media. So we are looking forward to rolling that out as we realize that there's an area where we can make bigger inroads into helping the athletes. The President of Swimming South Africa did address the question, where do we stand on the issue? At SASCOC, that reports have been sent through to both department and SASCOC. It was the same report called to both bodies on their cases. We are aware of SASCOC. SASCOC has had one safeguarding case this year, and we are formally aware of seven other national federations with safeguarding cases on the go. Have any of these been concluded? Yes, there have been cases concluded, both the internal when it's more of a minor transgression, and as well as criminal cases. But there are a lot in the process with SAPS. I hope that has covered between my president and myself, but we are here should there be further questions. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Is department want to say something?
Just to greet good afternoon, Chairperson, and good afternoon, honourable members. I think Chairperson will allow me to switch off the video. My network is not that good. Indeed, Chairperson, I think it will not be proper for the department to keep quiet on this matter. Even though this is a matter that even us as the department, we don't have a full picture of. But let me first do make acknowledgements of the fact that today we are really having a heavy cloud over us, starting from the incident at the Eastern Cape that took away some lives. But the heartache as well that is streaming across this meeting. I'm equally affected, Chairperson. But I must say that the matters that have been raised today are matters that the department is aware of, even though the department is also sketchy on details. One of the complainants, the department had an opportunity to speak to the complainant that he said to have withdrawn the cases pursuing to follow a criminal procedure. But I think, Chairperson, I do want to echo what the members have said, to say when there is a trend like this, it's usually a trend that has an underlying issue. If whenever, I don't want even to say complainant, allow me to say if there is someone who feels I'm a victim somehow, because that person has come forward and later quickly the person withdraws. So it can't be just taken to that end that the persons have withdrawn. Usually there is an underlying issue that makes people to withdraw. So I am echoing the sentiment that says this is a matter that needs to be investigated.
But I am equally saying we do respect the structures that have been put in place, and the department has been part of putting those structures in place. So I'm coming on that one very close to SARS-CoV when they were saying this is a matter that we need to collectively look at. And I would start by saying the department and the federation must start assessing this matter. I think I've heard something that I'm echoing with, that say even whilst the matter is appearing and hiding, for those that have come forward, maybe there is some kind of counselling that is needed, counselling that can also assist them to go through this passage, because it could be that they just need that for them to gather the strength they need for them to go through the passage of what they are going through. So it could be that they are just coming out and back because they need someone to support them on this trajectory. So that's one of the things, for example, that I would put forward to say in the discussions that the department would have with the federation, we may look into that. Of course, the Act, it does provide for the federation to say if this is something that they are somehow seized with and they need the department to intervene, the minister to come on board as well, that provision is there. So those would be the things that I think between the department and the federation we need to speak about. I am today speaking on this matter as acting DG that is on a day-to-day basis, not necessarily interfacing with these matters. So I think Chairperson, whilst I've put forward how we feel about this matter as the department, to say this is a matter that it's glaringly having something underlying that cannot be just disregarded or ignored. I do want, through you, Chairperson, to invite the DG Khan, who on a day-to-day basis is my colleague, who would have been interfacing with this more frequently than I tend just to catch it in the discussions of management, for her maybe to position something firmly in terms of the actions that would ordinarily be within her domain. Thanks, Chairperson.
Thank you, Mandy. Did you can?
Thank you. Thank you very much, EDG, and morning, Chairperson. Chairperson, at the outset, let me express my sorrow as well in terms of hearing you on this platform, pouring your heart out to us. It's very emotional for all of us as well. So we're really very sorry about it. That, you know, as an adult, you now realize what had happened to you. So we're really, really sorry, and we pray to God that you get strength, because these things don't go away. But be that as it may, Chairperson, I think ADG has indicated the instruments in the legislative framework that actually gives the minister power to intervene, because the minister may intervene, you know, in any dispute or any mismanagement or any such matter that brings sport into disrepute. And obviously, following the process of ensuring that the federation ventilates the matter, and if they cannot, then where SASCOC has a role to play, and where SASCOC is unable to do that, and then the minister has a role to play. So I think that is an important thing, Madam Chair. And we, as the Acting DG has said, we have been aware of the incident by the victim, who's brought information to us, and we have engaged Suing South Africa on that matter, and further gone back to the victim as well to indicate the position that Suing South Africa has indicated, and she was very clear that she is not going to be part of their process, and she wants to follow the criminal process. And we don't have any other information further to that of when the criminal court case, etc., was going to take place. Chairperson, I must also indicate that within our own programs, we have a school sport program, and in the school sport program, in our championships, we ensure that, you know, the federations that are involved, that the coaches are screened. Yes, it takes a long time to get some of the results back, but we actually look at federations actually committing to the fact or ensuring that the coaches are actually orientated and workshop before they get to the school sport championships. And then on ourselves, with ourselves, the team that deals with security and safety, etc., has discussions and has interactions with the coaches, with all the team managers, etc., to indicate to them that we're dealing with minors, we're dealing with young children who are vulnerable, so our responsibility is to safeguard them. And those are guidelines, etc., that we would have as part of the programs that we have in school sport. Madam Chair, I think further to that, with the federations generally, we realize there are gaps sometimes in how they operate and what services they require from us as a department. So in January, we're hoping to have a session with all the federations. Initially, we were hoping to deal with those federations that have new executives, so they understand when there's an issue with Home Affairs or with DERPO or with SARS, you know, how do they then interact with them. And our plan is to bring all of those departments on to actually address the issues that federations have around that. And I think within that workshop, Madam Chair, we're also hoping to bring in the SAPS, to bring in, you know, the NGOs that deal with child safety, you know, and our gender commission, etc., to actually present to this workshop as well. Madam Chair, and then we find SLAs with the federations. When we give federations funding, there are various things that they have to adhere to and conditions. And one of it is that they all need to have the safeguarding policy and that they need to sign off as part of SASCOC's own initiative of getting the federations to sign on the safeguarding policy. So that is something that we put into the SLAs as well. And I think, Madam Chair, our act is also very clear that should the federations not adhere to any of the, if there's been a dispute around this, if it's been referred to the minister, and if the minister makes a directive around that, and if there's a transgression around the directive, then there are penalties that they face, like not getting funding from government and having their recognition as a sports organization rejected or taken away from them. But obviously due process has to follow that. So within the Act, there are instruments that also helps us as a department, as government, to make sure that we act against any perpetrators or the federations who are not taking this seriously. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Madam Chair, you're on mute.
I'm saying thank you to all leaders who are here today, to honorable members of this committee. I'm just proposing that in our own meeting, let's discuss this in order that we must come with a conclusion whether we want something like workshop or a summit with the federations, with the department, in order that we must take on just a moment. The DM is calling. I don't know whether you want to speak. Just a moment. Chabu, can you take over because we cannot wait for the chairperson?
Sorry, Honorable Musongo. Honorable members, it was just a call from DM. We used to have another role professional nurse. He's just advising. But I'm very, very sorry to make you wait. I was still saying, honorable members, I'm proposing that this issue, let's have our own discussion as a committee and then come to some conclusions. That our feeling is that maybe let's do something, and we'll be proposing to the department. I do feel that let's try to end this meeting in this note. Honorable Mshom, Honorable Veronica.
The person, I think my questions were not answered. One question, how many are there from South Africa? Not still, as Mr. Salman says. If members are there, are you the only one from South Africa? I think that was my third question. My second question, unless they are there, why didn't you introduce them? Did not answer that. And I wanted to find out, what is the actual reason for you not to give us the presentation that you gave us? I don't see, and I think we're going back to what the chairperson was saying. It was technically that you gave us something that we are not going to present today, and today you are giving us a verbal presentation. And this issue is a sensitive issue whereby you can see the members and staff, everybody is most now. Now to you, in my view, it seems like you're just taking it down, I'm just going to tell them, and that's it. Now, the last question, and in fact, it's not the last. You said you have a relationship with the women and men against child abuse. I've asked you, when was your last interaction? Give me the date, can I have the minutes? Or anything tangible to say you've met with them? And what was the outcome of that meeting? On policy issues, yes, but the implementation part is lacking if things are like this. The implementation part is lacking. I wanted to find out, do all your coaches go under police clearance, cleaning, or approval before they take membership? That question was not answered. Thank you.
Okay, Honorable Mshombo. I'm seeing another hand. It's Honorable Fandek and Honorable Malomani. In that order.
Thank you, Chairperson. I also feel that some of my questions is not fully covered. I specifically also asked where on the website of SSA can abuse victims or alleged victims report. And I saw on the presentation from SASCOC that they mentioned that they were inundated with safeguarding methods. But I want to bring to their attention that I did a test with various people to try and establish if there is a response from the email address on your website. And all of those were coming back, those messages. Either said the access denied, or undelivered, or it was blocked. So I just wanted to bring that under your attention. And then in the chat group, I actually requested that those minutes and the date of the meeting, that we can represent it with those, it was mentioned by the Mr. Hendricks that those meetings did take place. And I'm not sure if I heard that Ms. Fogel said that there were indeed just one meeting of the working group. If they can just sort that out between them and give us the correct information. And then with regard to the disciplinary inquiry, I want to bring to your attention question under summary conclusion slide 5. You say that you state that the committee will appreciate that SSA cannot conduct a disciplinary inquiry nor affect the right of SSA member based on speculation and unsubstantiated allegations. I want to know where that, on what grounds were that was that said? Because in the first place, when someone indicates that they don't want the disciplinary, it is because this matter was put forward as a criminal matter, and I don't think federations are qualified to run criminal investigations. So, and should rather protect the victims. And I also, from the communication that I have, I saw that you only called Wade and two other people for testing for testimonies. Not why not Ron Andrews? Then also on the same topic, I want to say that you mentioned three cases, but what about Anthony Rocky versus the John Wright case? Why was that excluded? And also, I saw that you mentioned or had a lot of details on the second and third matters, but were say that you're unaware of status of a prominent case like Wade, the first matter under first matter slide 3. And you also state there that in the criminal, nothing has been reported. But then I want to ask, like my colleague, have you checked with the NPA? Because if you did check, you would have known that this case is now with the High Court D55/21 for a decision. And it's also a blatant lie that you don't know of this, because this report of yours, this specifically the Goldman report, is all about this case. And there was a criminal case that you know of. I myself also have written to SSA and SASCOC. There was also a prior request that was refused, and even the appeal didn't. So I think there was also a letter written to the department, to Ms. Khan, that referred it to SSA. So to say that you're not up to date with this case is not a true reflection. And I also want to ask from you, what support has been given to alleged victims of harassment and abuse in SSA? In the second and the third matter, has SSA ever contacted either of the complainants? Because neither has been resolved, and the one matter has been dealt through an attorney in Durban and the other in Victoria. But we want to know, did you actually approach these victims? Thank you.
Thank you. I think your view, if we've listened correctly to you, you were actually advising us to say there's nothing that we can get. As they are presenting now, they're saying because these cases, they are not resolved, the others are in the hands of the police, so they cannot do anything to jeopardize this matter. My view was to support you to say as a committee, because we've got the right to do our own oversight on this issue. I'm proposing that we have our own meeting to discuss this issue so that we can come with a way out of our own, so that what we can do next, so that we can take a proper way forward. Whether do we invite, what do we do, what are we supposed to do? Because this matter, it can be a matter, because yes, today it Swimming South Africa that is presenting, it could happen all the federation that have this same thing. I propose that we deal with this matter
as a committee so that we come up with a proper way forward, because there is nothing that we are going to get here. But I'm also glad to say the department has agreed to say it's true that they need to continue or to support the victims. So I'm urging the department to quickly do so. SASCOC, as the lift of two extra, please give them the support. This thing is not just an issue. It will affect a person from 12 years until 30-something or 50 years. This thing is not a simple thing to forget. It needs a supportive way from even the family itself, not only the victim. Even the family itself, it needs support. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Maloman. Please, Honorable Members, don't write this thing which you are writing. We all know that we are doing oversight by anyone who's contributing. Is contributing because he or she is doing his or her oversight. Let's not do this. Let's be our good selves, and we must agree on any issue that we want to do. I'm saying that now let's give it to Swimming South Africa, that they are saying honorable members didn't respond to their questions. I'm reserving what I'm seeing why you can't respond to their questions. That's why I was asking something which now, if I can give you your last round to respond to the members.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The speaker was breaking up quite badly, so I'm going to try my best and interpret what he was saying. He was asking how many, just correct me if I'm wrong, how many executive members are in this meeting from Swimming of South Africa. There are three executive members, myself, Zima Lucien, who are the official delegates to this, and there's Peter Thompson. The second one I couldn't get in terms of the presentation. I assume that the member was saying that I'm not presenting what's on the presentation. I was trying to use the presentation and give you a little bit more detail. It's not possible always to put every word in the presentation, but I can assure you I've gone through page by page on the presentation, and what I've given you is the presentation itself. The third one in detail, I couldn't hear that at all relation. I just heard the policy implementation that we are failing. We can assure you, Swimming South Africa is one of the first federations that had a policy on child protection. And we are continuously working in this area. And I think the question was about why could have related to the safeguarding organization. We don't work with the safeguarding organization. There are many, there are at least seven safeguarding organizations, and we don't work with the specific one that you've referred to. Then the last one on police clearance, I couldn't get that at all. Then I'll go to Honorable Member Van Dijk. I did respond on the website, just for verification. I said we don't report such sensitive matters on a website, which is a public platform. We prefer to use our internal structures for people to report matters of misconduct. I can honestly tell you I don't know anything about the NPA and where those cases are. We've never received any report in that regard. And Swimming South Africa does have no powers for any investigation role in terms of criminal cases. Our role is, in terms of our constitution, is to focus on the definition of who is a member, what is misconduct in the organization, and apply the disciplinary code as per the definition of our member. Hearing evidence, I'm just trying to interpret what you were saying. Hearing needs evidence. A hearing cannot continue without evidence then. So it is the right of the transgressor to defend himself, and it's the right of the complainant to present evidence. In this case, the member has withdrawn from participating, as confirmed by the DDG of the department. the Anthony matter is that the coach in this matter is not a member of Team South Africa, and is not a resident of our country or a citizen of our country. So we only deal with those who are members of our country, and I have been personally in contact with Anthony in this regard. The Honourable Member Manu has more reiterated what you said, ma'am, in terms of your oversight role and taking a lead in discussing these matters, and we confirmed that we would give our full support to what she said. Thank you very much, ma'am.
Thank you, Mr. Allen. Honourable members, I'm pleading you that let's end here. I'm pleading you. I'm seeing that you still have so many questions and additional questions, but they are not coming up because of what you have just heard. Can I propose, honourable members, that let's have our own meeting and chart the way forward of this issue. I'm still pleading with you, honourable members. Oh, I'm seeing the hand here. Is this the old hand of Honourable Boni, Honourable Maloman?
No, thank you, Chair. I think we've listened and heard what the team has been saying to us. So I would just like to agree with you, Chairperson, that let's have our own discussion on the side, where the members will be leaving the meeting soon. Thank you, Chair, for support your proposal.
Honourable members, a proposal is seconded from Honourable Maloman, and then now Honourable Boni. In that note, let me take this opportunity to thank the stakeholders, the department, SASCOC, and SUNU South Africa. About what we've tried to project to us about this gender violence to women and also to young kids. Let's to be together as what doing oversight. We're noting that we need each other in order that we must not blame anyone. As leaders, let's take on this sketch. By those words, I'm releasing the department, SASCOC, and soon South Africa.
Thank you, Madam Chair.
Thank you very much, Madam Chair.
Thank you, Madam Chair, and members.
Thank you so much. Honourable members, I do respect your passionate about this. You are fathers, you are mothers. Those who are not yet be mothers, you are mothers of tomorrow and fathers of tomorrow. The role that we are given by our constituencies is come here and propose and make laws, and if we do laws and have gaps, this is our role. And I know when you are together as this committee and being chairperson, if you want to handle and go head on with issue, this thing we can do together. I'm not undermining any questions which have been raised, and seemingly I've seen it from the very onset that I some of the questions and the way the presentation and the engagement we're not going to achieve. what we want. By those words, I'm thanking you, Honorable Members, and I'm sorry, Honorable Members. Being a chairperson and a leader, I need to be exemplar. What happened today, it was not myself. It won't happen again. I'm thinking so. I did once, went to e-counseling. I discovered that it did make me worse because of so many relating things which happened to my earlier old life. But I'm hearing members and other professionals saying that I must go back again. I must tell you that whilst I was answering the phone, Honorable DDM wanted that I must just take a nap even for 2 hours, but I didn't want to just vanish whilst you are still in here. Let's go to the next item, which are minutes. So, Solek, okay. Honorable Members, I'm presenting this this minutes that you must acknowledge and adopt them. This set of minutes, 1st December.
Chairperson?
Yes, Honorable Commissioner.
Chair, these minutes came in 2020 last night. And I...
Okay.
Because of certain persons, you stop and get the city that is like a mastery for ourselves. And the must be consistent. So I don't think we have to. Thank you.
Yeah, but we are being cut whilst you are speaking. Honorable Members, we did hear Honorable Mshong. Yes, Honorable Meg. Yes, Honorable Dennis.
Chairperson, I'm just confirming the 30th November has been signed off. I'm just just a bit lost now. Minutes of the 30th November.
So, can you handle these questions?
Not yet, Madam Chair. The reason I forwarded this minute, it was because they were ready and it is our last meeting. So I wanted us to try and maybe adopt them before we go on recess. Thank you very much.
This is the response, Honorable Members.
Chairperson?
Honorable Dennis and Honorable Shum.
May I ask then that the minute of the 50th November be placed on the screen if you work on that, and then we can deal with the 1st of November, of December, sorry.
Yes, because they've been with us for a long time, those minutes of the deed. Honorable Members, oh, I'm sorry, Honorable Mshongo, I've seen your hand, I'm very sorry.
Chairperson, I still maintain that we're not accepting or not giving the minutes after the first. Since I keep that going for them, first we adopt the first and come back. Thank you very much. Because of consistency and the president.
Okay, and noted, Honorable Mshongo. Let's now deal with those of 30th November. We've noted your concern. Honorable Members, so 30th November, yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, Honourable Dennis.
Chairperson, now the admin can move on with the pages. I only need to be
yes.
to page 10. Chairperson at the Liberations.
Yeah.
Sorry, Chairperson at the Liberations. The paragraph just before number 7, the responses, the last, very last paragraph, I would say. Go back to the very last paragraph. That one, the very last paragraph, the sentence before the committee. This. I read that Sescoc, so now I'm just trying to get my, I'm at page 10 here, so I see page 8 on the screen. I'm not too sure now. But nevertheless, let me go to, what I wanted to point out, Chairperson, that, and in my minutes, that last sentence before number 7, and it says the committee requested the safeguarding. That is the last, yeah. But the paragraph before that indicates about Sescoc received 6 million from the National Lottery Council. Now, the point I wanted to raise was I see 6 million, I don't see it on the screen now, but in my minutes I see that there's a reference to a 6 million, and then under 7, under point 7 to 4, the seventh paragraph, the figure is 5 million. So I just wanted to bring that to the attention. Now, there's a figure of 6 million mentioned and a figure of 5 million. Which one is the correct one that we received from the National Lottery Council for the support of the Olympics?
Excuse me, Mr. Joseph, what page is that you are referring to?
It's something which will not return in your final minutes, which was raised through Sescoc when Honourable Dennis, please repeat in order that Zoleba must go straight. Yeah, this is yes.
All I'm asking that we confirm what the figure was, 6 million or 5 million. That's all I need to want to ask.
I'm saying concerning the policy change by the Department of Trade and Industry, Sescoc is a national body and can only get 5 million a year in a transit of justice, and now the question is it 5 or 6 million?
Yes, Chairperson.
Fiona,
and Madam Chair?
Yes.
Sescoc received 6 million, but the policy says that national federations should receive 5 million, but they gave Sescoc 6 million.
Okay, now I understand. They received a million more than what the policy was saying.
Yes.
Okay, that's clear. Thank you, Chairperson. I understand that now.
Yes. Go down.
Chairperson.
Honorable Mshango.
I think we have correct that paragraph. In other words, we stated clearly that there was a post Milos as per the status, but the
Honourable Mshango, we have a serious problem. Honourable Mshango, you are having a serious problem in connection. But did you hear what is Honourable Mshango wanting to say?
Yes.
No, Madam Chair, I'll write it down for me.
Okay, you must write it down and then I'm suspect, go down. Honourable members, the point by Honourable Mhlongo is in a way he was correcting the formulation of that sentence. I'm suspecting we can agree that when who is giving to Uzo, the minutes will be okay. I'm proposing that we must adopt these minutes, honourable members.
Chairperson?
Second that, Mamabolo.
Chairperson?
Hello, honourable Pony.
No, thank you, Chair. My hand was up. Regarding the minutes, I want to take the, if they can go up, where it talks to opening and welcoming.
Yes.
Yeah, I think there is something needs to be corrected, Chair, because it's the opening and welcoming remarks by the chairperson, but when you read the minutes, it sounds like there was a discussion in terms of it's not indicating to say that the chairperson raised this. So it appears like there were people also talking in between. So I think the team just to correct that for us and put it in a perspective that we will say that these were the input or remarks by the chairperson when opening the meeting. And then there's a also still under the opening, I think it's the first sentence, the first line there, where it says the chairperson warned the committee to take care of themselves. I think that word also warned us maybe to encourage. Yeah, we can just change the wording there, yeah, not to warn. Yeah, and then if we go down under the DSEC overview, I don't see the page. I just took the heading. Yes, the DSEC overview. It talks about SASCOC still to submit compliance documents for April to September 2021, but there is no time frame. I'm not sure if the team did get that. It will be important because we are going to a new year, so we're not sure when they will still submit that compliance document. And then under the SASCOC briefing, it's all under actually the responses that were given in that meeting. There's a line that talks to poor performance in the past games, Olympic games. Sorry for not noting that the changes. I think that we need to emphasize, because I realize that we have taken the responses. We asked questions in the meeting and the team that was presenting responded. And we said towards the end, the committee agreed with that there needs to be like a summary of some sort in terms of saying from what was responded, this is the summarized version of conclusions in recommendations or conclusions from the team, that we should separate our input from taking what has been responded to and summarizing it as for it to make a clear input or resolve by the committee. So I think the team can just work on that and put it in a way that we do not just listen to the presenters and agree with them. So they need
I can't get you, Bonnie, even now myself, I don't get you what you want to say. Please repeat yourself.
Sorry for that. No, I'm saying under the responses, there's a part that talks to poor performance
I think SASCOC maybe as our comments, but the minutes have been dealt with already, that we need to encourage that this should serve as a lesson for preparation to the coming game. The coming
it's not your new contribution. Are you putting new contribution or you are rewriting or looting?
Let me leave it for now, that one, Chair.
No, Honourable Member, don't leave. I want to say we must be consistent. We must not put in new inputs which were not in when we were discussing. When you put minutes, we want to say that are these minutes true reflection of what we discussed, and then we correct the grammar, the formulation, but not a new version of discussion.
Discussion.
Yes.
Thank you, Chair. Thank you.
It can be not the real minutes. We'll be wanting that now the administration must chip in new discussions, but we are correcting what we discussed. If they didn't put the formulation as Honorable Mhlongo already also written that, and the clarification, and then on the other point, we ourselves, we didn't put the time frames. Maybe it's that one. I don't have any problem. If now you are saying that we didn't put time frames, the staff was not going to put time frames whilst we didn't put time frames as honourable members. I'm not discouraging anyone, but I want that we must be aware when we want to adopt minutes, which these minutes are really true reflection of what we've discussed on the day. You can continue, Honourable Bonnie.
Thank you, Chairperson, for that. Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm not discouraging you,
no.
But yes.
Thank you. No, I appreciate very much, Chair. I take note of that. And then there's also a part, I'm not sure, maybe it's also on our part that if we leave it open like that, tomorrow we might not be able to say what. There's a part that talks to bonuses. I'm not sure in terms of capturing the team maybe report.
Which paragraph, Honourable?
Under responses. That talks to paying off bonuses by SASCOC.
To get that is so. Are you not having minutes with you, Honourable Member, in order that you must just assist and read on that paragraph which you are talking on, in order that we must all understand what is that, and then where must they correct?
I'm trying to check because I wrote them down somewhere.
I do understand. No problem. When we are reading minutes, you do note that you want to correct this and that. Because now we are not having minutes. What was the point?
If I may proceed, Chair, sorry for that.
No. Tell us what was that issue about bonuses of SASCOC?
Yeah. I was saying if we maybe omitted to capture it fully in our session, it might come back tomorrow because in the minutes it does say paying of bonuses. They are looking into that. And it's not saying whether it is for the board members or for the employees of SASCOC. So maybe in future we need just to capture that when we have them again in the platform to just clarify to us so that our minutes are clear in terms of who will be getting the bonuses. Yeah. Thank you, Chair.
Honourable members, there are these corrections, Honourable Rachel Adams, that the office is noting, the funds were then channeled through the sport trust, the incentives for athletics were also paid by National Lottery through the sport trust. There's nothing that's saying bonus. Please leave that. Honorable Adams.
There is a question. There is a paragraph that you talk about bonuses, Chair. I've seen here in this. Honorable Marekwa is correct.
No, I'm saying that also while still looking for that, in order that no one that sees not correct, but we were saying that the administrator must look on it and then show in the screen in order that all of us with the indication it must be corrected. So
okay.
I was saying that she must try to locate. Now, as we're speaking, she is not yet locating that. And Honorable Bonnie Maroko was saying that when she read the minutes, she has saw a gap on that, but it's not in the screen by now, in order that we must all see and it must be corrected. That's why I'm saying, if we're not yet getting to that, let's note that it must be corrected and it must be put according on what the honorable member is proposing, because we cannot that a member saw a gap and we are not taking care of that. That's what I'm saying, honorable members. Honorable Adams.
Thank you, Chairperson. I move for the adoption of the minutes with all the discussion of corrections. I thank you, Chairperson.
Madam members, there is a proposal. Any secondment of the proposal? There you are, honorable members.
Sure.
You are not showing your hands, you are not saying anything. There are many people are talking behind you, kids and people, Honorable Maloman. What is your problem? It's not you.
Yes.
I don't know. Whilst you are speaking, I'm very sorry about that. There are so many people who are talking behind you, which means it's not you, but I don't see any other member is opening. Please, administrator, assist us. Please talk again, Honorable Maloman.
Thank you, sir. I wanted to second to Honorable Adam on what he has said. With everything that has been added and corrected. Thank you, sir.
Honorable members, now I'm coming to say that with these minutes of being adopted, and with that outstanding minutes which were given members not within the time frames that the committee agreed upon on taking presentation minutes. We have noted that, honourable members. Honourable members can also again say that this discussion of that we've ended it in a bad note, that the parliament is doing and trying to protect the children of this country, and now when is this committee loving sport people of South Africa, parents taking their kids to go and play, and there are those, not all, those animal men who will be seeing kids being their woman, that they must rape them, they must do horrible things. I'm appreciating that this committee won't let this thing go down. And honourable members, I'm suspecting coming back in our even if not coming back, I'm suspecting before we rise, we can submit proposal. How can we handle this as a committee to our administrators, in order that we must propose something very drastically and urgently to have is either summit or workshop that we must call a department, a federation through SASCOC, in order that we must take on this sketch of violence against our children. That's my proposal, honourable members. I do want you to reflect on what I'm saying. Thank you, honourable members. Honourable Fantek?
Chairperson, I do support that we maybe have a workshop, because we can only benefit from that. I think we must also include, when we do that, NGOs like Wamaka that is already working and has systems in place where reporting can take place. If I look at SafeCop this morning, what does it help that you have all these safeguarding policies, but when a victim wants to report on your website, they give an email address where you can report, but then that email address doesn't work. So how serious are you about safeguarding if the system is so unfriendly towards victims? And not every person has the courage to speak directly with another, especially if it's a man environment or whatever the circumstances is. We also had the issue where specific Gymnastics South Africa, we see victims have reported through the system, and
Honourable Sandeep, what you are doing now is very good on the workshop, that all what members are collecting, being leaders, doing oversight. On that workshop, we must come with all this information. This is a very valuable information. Let's just propose what we want to do, in order that in that workshop we must be very vocal.
I support your proposal.
Okay. The proposal has been supported. I'm seeing the hand of Honourable Russell, Honourable Dennis, Honourable Zondi, in that order.
Thank you, Chairperson.
I'm not closing, because it's an issue that we want all to reflect, but it has been supported, but the views of the Honourable Members are very important. Honourable Adams?
Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you very much, Chairperson. I also support the proposal that you put on the table regarding the workshop. Thank you.
Thank you, Honorable Adams. Honorable Dennis?
Thank you, Chairperson, for the opportunity. As the previous members have spoken, I do give my support to a workshop or seminar or some event that we focus on this. But I also want to encourage the chair, through you, chair, to make a media statement on behalf of this committee as to our contribution that we want to make for these issues that the country is grappling with, that you do that. And then I want to, in my closing part of this meeting, Chair, thank you for your leadership, and particularly the opening remarks you are making in every meeting, Chairperson, encouraging us, summing up what's going on in the country and internationally in the sports fraternity and the health issues. I appreciate all that, and it's good to read it in a minute as well, your opening remarks. Thank you for your leadership and all the members, and particularly the staff that's supporting us so well throughout the year and the department. Thank you, Chairperson.
Thank you. Thank you, Honorable Dennis. Honorable Sondi.
Thanks, Chair. The proposal is necessary and supported, Chair. Thank you.
Yeah, with the this amendment, it must be summed. I'm suspecting the correct name. Thank you, Honorable Sondi. Honorable Bonnie.
No, thank you, Chair. I was also supporting the move for the workshop. Maybe to assist the going forward. Thank you, Chair. Maybe also to talk the issue around the bonuses is under bullet point 14. What is the heading that says the responses? It's reflected. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Honorable Bonnie. Honorable members, you know, sometimes when we're here, we do have different skills, and we are coming from different backgrounds. I don't want not to tell you, honorable members, whilst we've done every now and then, knowing that one or another member, he or she has been with the unions, one another member, she has been with the administration, one another member, she has been with finances, financial gurus, one other member, she has been with this department or the SAPS issues. If you have been in the union, you have been in the police, that's your expertise. So I'm saying what we are doing now, we are doing through your experience. I'm taking this opportunity also to thank the support that I'm always having given by this committee. You know, honorable members, we are just a wonderful committee. Committee that always on point, committee that is tolerating each other, because if we cannot do that, this committee can be depleted. So our views, our vibrant discussions, let's keep it on to have a tolerance to each other, in order that you must be exemplary being leaders. I do appreciate we can differ when we're debating, but we want to achieve one goal of being in this committee. This committee is too broad. The merging of this committee is this committee immediately wanted that. Let's have a white paper, because the arts and culture is just an amoeba, and if this committee said But we're not saying that we must remove everybody. But once they're starting not to account, is this committee that today we are getting to details of each and every issue which is in front. We must not undermine our work and our understanding. And what I like about it, when we took decision, our recommendation, it's always reflecting. I'm always make sure that when I'm presenting the report of the committee, our own recommendation, I cannot not to put them, let alone now the discussion, the putting flesh of each and every recommendation, which it is there. I'm encouraged by what the honorable members are doing. I'm suspecting some of us will be given the baton come 2024 to the honorable members, the continuity, we need it, the age, the youth, and the mixed generation. But by doing this, we want that our legacy must be known. Coming back, we need also to do what we've started doing. To our staff, can I tell you, honorable members, the staff that we're having, I do call them even if it's 11 p.m., because there are those people sometimes who will be forwarding their presentation, their requests, and then even if I was in other meetings, I don't sleep before I'm looking at my emails. But could you believe that the staff that we are having, honorable members, they will respond during weekends. I called our staff, they do respond. I must tell you, when we are having meeting of chairpersons, there are chairpersons who are reporting that their staff are not cooperating, they are not doing ABC. This meeting, I don't think can say that. But first and foremost, the first stop is chairperson. The support that they are giving me, and some they've been with the arts and culture. I will even consult, what have you done about this? What happened? So they are taking, all of them, the role of researchers, let alone honorable members. This is very crippling, this thing that we are not yet having the replacement or the content advisor. In Parliament is fumbling on this issue. That's why one other time we discovered that our researchers, they were thinking that there's somebody who's given this task to do that job. But thank you to all of you staff of this committee. When we're going out, those who are preparing that, when we're taking oversight, keep it up. I'm suspecting we'll be doing more oversight because of challenges that we are seeing. Let's take care of ourselves first and foremost, and of our families, in order that this variant, which is now is spreading, it must not get to us, to our communities. But also, God knows when this thing is going to be away. It's my pleasure to say that by those words, I'm closing this meeting. I will try to consult doctor, I once consulted her, but I was just taking a nap. And I will be fine, honorable members, just this meeting of today. It was touching. I was praying all these days that when it comes to fall, I must be very strong, because I was feeling about kids that are getting this experience. But I do appreciate the encouragement of you, honorable members. Please take care. Now the meeting is closed.
Very happy to
thank you,
Chairperson. All the best, everybody.
A session of less and conversation in the afternoon.
It's going to be a good debate, that one.
Bye, honorable.
Bye, Baba Chair, all the best. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bonnie. Bye, Bonnie, and everyone else.
Enjoy your festivals, everybody.
You too.
Recording stopped.